Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yaganjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutle Swayam Rupa Kadam Haiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Prajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivasakam Zitam Sha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Prishubhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sinavyevacha Patidanam Vavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'm going to read from the passages in the Nectar of Devotion which talk about Srimati Radharani. Sri Rupa Goswami has compiled the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Nectar of Devotion, so that we can understand devotional service. And he's mentioned Srimati Radharani in many places. So he's brought together many different Vedic literatures which explain about the qualities, the form, the activities, the pastimes of Srimati Radharani. And therefore, it becomes very simple to simply read these relevant passages from the Nectar of Devotion so we can find out something about Srimati Radharani. Because this Krishna, his name, his form, his quality, and his pastimes are none different from him. And therefore, by hearing about him, we can have his association. So similarly, by hearing about Srimati Radharani, we can also have her association. We heard Madhusevita Prabhu giving us some warnings today about how we should not think that Srimati Radharani or Krishna or simply an ordinary boy and girl having some material pastimes. But with that in mind, we can still hear about them. As Prabhupada once said that we shouldn't, he told the editor of Bhakti Godhead in 1968, that we should not publish talks about Krishna and the gopis, especially the intimate relationships, the Rasa dance, in our Bhakti Godhead magazine. But then he said we should not that we want to boycott the gopis. Our job is not to, every time we hear gopi, that immediately we put our hands over our ear and we run out the door. One time I was telling one Mataji about Srimati Radharani. I mentioned her and she became very upset. Oh, this is very bad, you're talking about Radharani. So not that we're against Radharani. We shouldn't mention her name or talk about her. We may fall into Maya. Because after all, when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, the Hare is Srimati Radharani. That's her name. She's called Hare. And when that Hare, the name, expands, it expands into her form, into her qualities, into her pastimes. So just the fact that we're chanting Hare Krishna means that we're praying for her association. And that association means to find out more and more about her. I'll begin with reading about Srimati Radharani's 25 chief transcendental qualities. Does anyone know her 25 transcendental qualities? Who knows 10 of her qualities? Who knows 5? Who knows 1? What?
She's a young, beautiful girl.
Beautiful young girl. Yes. Always keeps Krishna under her control.
You mentioned that she's very sweet.
Yes. She's sweetness personified. Well, that's not mentioned as one of her qualities, but it's just that's one of the ways he keeps Krishna under her control. Yes. What's that? Yeah, she's the best of Krishna's devotees. Yeah. Anything else? She's transcendently cunning, yes. Yes. What's that? I'm sure that somehow or another fits in somewhere, but that's not mentioned as one of her qualities. A couple of times. Oh. Yeah. Now we're guessing. Yes, we're still guessing. Well, let me start reading the qualities. I don't think guessing is the same thing as progressing. Srimati Radharani's 25 chief transcendental qualities are: she is very sweet. She is two. She is always freshly youthful. Three, her eyes are restless. Four, she smiles brightly. Five, she has beautiful, auspicious lines. Six, she makes Krishna happy with her bodily aroma. Seven, she is very expert in singing. Eight, her speech is charming. Nine, she is very expert in joking and speaking pleasantly. 10. She is very humble and meek. 11. She is always full of mercy. 12. She is cunning. 13. She is expert in executing her duties. So for those who think we should only think of Krishna, here's one of Srimati Radharani's 25 transcendental qualities. She's expert at doing her duties. 14. She is shy. 15. She is always respectful. 16. She is always calm. 17. She is always grave. 18. She is expert at enjoying life. 19. She is situated at the topmost level of ecstatic love. 20. She is the reservoir of loving affairs in Gokul. 21. She is the most famous of submissive devotees. 22. She is very affectionate to elderly people. She'd be a good member of our health and welfare committee. 23. She is very submissive to the love of her friends. 24. She is the chief gopi. 25. She always keeps Krishna under her control. In short, she possesses unlimited transcendental qualities, just as Krishna does. So if you meet anyone with all those 25 transcendental qualities, then you're quite fortunate. This is from the Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 1. There are six qualities of devotional service. Does anyone know six qualities of devotional service? There's two in sadhana bhakti. There is two in bhava bhakti, and there's two in prema bhakti. Does anyone know two in sarana bhakti? Yes.
Relief of distress?
Yes. Frees one from all sinful reactions.
One transcendental bliss?
No, that's not sarana bhakti. What's that? Yes, all auspicious. And there's two in bhava bhakti? Any scholars here? No, we're getting... Those who are in Bhava Bhakti, they derive the conception of liberation, and they... what was the other one? Oh, I forgot. But anyhow, then there's two more. One is to the only means to attract Krishna, and it derives a conception of liberation. The other one is the derives a conception. Those who are in Bhava Bhakti, they derive the conception of liberation, and those in Prema Bhakti, it's the only means to attract Krishna, and it gives one all transcendental bliss. In Chapter 1, attracting Krishna. Sri Rupa Goswami stated that devotional service attracts even Krishna. Krishna attracts everyone, but devotional service attracts Krishna. The symbol of devotional service in the highest degree is Radharani. Krishna is called Madan Mohan, which means that he is so attractive that he can defeat the attraction of thousands of cupids. But Radharani is still more attractive, for she can attract even Krishna. Therefore, devotees call her Madan Mohan Mohini, the attractive cupid. One day, Krishna was hiding from the gopis in Srimati Radharani. And so, suddenly the gopis appeared, and Krishna still wanted to hide from them. Therefore, he manifested four arms and looked like Lord Narayan. The gopis came, and they offered obeisances to Narayan and said, "My dear Lord Narayan, can you tell us where Krishna is?" And Lord Narayan said, "I don't know." And then they said, "Thank you very much." And they all left looking for Krishna. But then Srimati Radharani came looking for Krishna, and Krishna also tried to hide himself by manifesting two extra arms and looking like Lord Narayan. So Srimati Radharani asked Krishna in the form of Narayan, "Have you seen Krishna?" So Krishna said in the form of Narayan, "No." But then he was so much attracted to Srimati Radharani that his two arms kept on disappearing. So that shows how much Krishna is under Srimati Radharani's control. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani, and devotees in Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection in their devotional service. In other words, devotional service is not an activity of the material world, it is directly under the control of Radharani. In Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the Mahatmas, the great souls, are under the protection of Daivi Prakriti, the internal energy, Radharani. So being directly under the control of the internal potency of Radharani, devotional service attracts even Krishna himself. Sometimes when they artificially, this is from also the Nectar of Devotion. So this indicates how we have to be cautious that we're actually in the internal energy of Krishna and not just imagining that we're there. In other words, devotional service has to be done under the direction of the representative of Krishna, the spiritual master. For the spiritual master, he's said either to be the representative of the expansion of Srimati Radharani or the representative of Lord Nityananda. Also, we heard today that he's the representative of the three deities, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath. But in the Nectar of, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it mentions that the spiritual master is either a representative of Lord Nityananda, who is Balaram, and Balaram is the original spiritual master, the source of all the incarnations, or especially Balaram, he's in the mood of even being Krishna's spiritual master sometimes, in parental affection, or in the mood of Srimati Radharani. But if one imitates devotional service, in other words, performs devotional service not under the direction of the disciple of succession, then one may find himself to be in an imitative platform. And Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Devotion, "Sometimes when they artificially imitate these, pretending that Krishna is talking with him in the form of a boy, or else when they pretend that Radharani and Krishna have both come to him and are talking with him. Such characteristics are sometimes exhibited by the impersonalist class of men, and they may captivate some innocent persons who have no knowledge in the science of devotional service. As soon as an experienced devotee sees all these caricatures, he can immediately evaluate such rascaldom. If such a pretender is sometimes seen possessing imitative attachment to Krishna, that will not be accepted as real attachment. It may be said that, however, that such attachment gives the pretender hope that he may eventually rise onto the actual platform of pure devotional service. In Vrindavan, there's a class of men called the Bhavadis, Radhakund especially, and they imagine that they're engaged in Krishna's pastimes. The head of those Babajis, he writes books, and he imagines that he's there witnessing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and he writes down what's happening. This may seem very innocent and all well and good, that it's all connected with Krishna, but here it mentions it's actually rascaldom, that one is just imagining pastimes of Radha and Krishna, as if Radha and Krishna are forced to perform whatever pastimes some person just imagines that they're having. Here is from the qualities of Krishna. A person, this is called genius. Krishna has 64 qualities, and one of the 13th quality is genius. A person is called a genius when he can refute any kind of opposing element with newer and newer arguments. In this connection, there is a statement in the Padyavali which contains the following conversation between Krishna and Radha. One morning when Krishna came to Radha, Radha asked him, "My dear Keshava, where is your vasa at present?" The Sanskrit word vasa has three meanings. One meaning is residence. One meaning is fragrance. Another meaning is dress. Actually, Radharani inquired from Krishna, "Where is your dress?" But Krishna took the meaning as residence, and he replied to Radharani, "My dear captivated one, at the present moment, my residence is in your beautiful eyes." To this, Radharani replied, "My dear cunning boy, I did not ask you about your residence. I inquired about your dress." Krishna then took the meaning of vasa as fragrance and said, "My dear fortunate one, I have just assumed this fragrance in order to be associated with your body." Srimati Radharani again inquired from Krishna, "Where did you pass your night?" The exact Sanskrit word used in this connection was yamin yamushita. Yaminya means at night, and ushita means past. Krishna, however, divided the word yaminya mushita into two separate words, namely yaminya and mushita. By dividing the word into two, it came out to mean that he was kidnapped by yamini, or night. Krishna therefore replied to Radharani, "My dear Radharani, is it possible that night can kidnap me?" In this way, he was answering all the questions of Radharani so cunningly that he gladdened the dearest of the gopis. Artistic, number 14, his 14th quality. One who can talk and dress himself very artistically is called Vidagdha. This exemplary characteristic was visible in the personality of Sri Krishna. It was spoken of by Radharani as follows. "My dear friend, just see how Krishna has nicely composed songs and how he dances and speaks funny words and plays on his flute, wearing such nice garlands. He has dressed himself in such an enchanting way as though he had defeated all kinds of players at the chessboard. He lives wonderfully at the topmost height of artistic craftsmanship." Now we'll go into some of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Once while Krishna was out walking, one of the associates of Radharani told her friend, "My dear friend, do you think that this walking personality is a tamal tree? If he is a tamal tree, then how is it possible for him to walk and be so beautiful? Then, this personality might be a cloud. But if he's a cloud, then where is the beautiful moon within? Under the circumstances, I think it may be granted that this person is the same enchanting personality of Godhead by whose flute vibration the three worlds are captivated. He must be the same Mukunda who is standing before Govardhan Hill." This is another instance of an argumentative presentation of ecstatic love. Krishna's compassion was also exhibited when Grandfather Bhishma, was lying in a bed of arrows, which had been shot through his body. While lying in this position, Bhishma was very anxious to see Krishna, and thus Krishna appeared there. Upon seeing the pitiable condition of Bhishma, Krishna began speaking with tears in his eyes. Not only was he shedding tears, but he also forgot himself in his compassion. Therefore, instead of offering obeisances to Krishna directly, devotees offer obeisances to his compassionate nature. Actually, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach him. But the devotees, taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion. Therefore, instead of offering obeisances to Krishna directly, devotees offer obeisances to his compassionate nature. Actually, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach him. But the devotees, taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion. A person is called Dhira Lalita. He is naturally very funny, always full in youthfulness, expert at joking, and free from all anxieties. Such a Dhira Lalita personality is generally found to be domesticated and very submissive to his lover. This Dhira Lalita trait in the personality of Krishna is described by Jagnapati, the wife of one of the Brahmins who were performing sacrifices in Vrindavan. She tells her friend, "One day, Srimati Radharani, accompanied by her associates, was taking rest in her garden, and at that time Lord Krishna arrived in that assembly. After sitting down, he began to narrate very impudently about his previous night's pastimes with Radharani. While he was speaking that way, Radharani became very embarrassed. She was feeling ashamed and was absorbed in thought. And Krishna took the opportunity to In this way, Krishna's Dhira Lalita was enjoying his youthful proclivities in the company of the gopis. When one's characteristics are very sweet and desirable, his personality is called pleasing. An example of Krishna's pleasing nature is thus described. One day while Krishna was awaiting the arrival of Srimati Radharani by the bank of the Jamuna, he began to make a garland of kandamba flowers. In the meantime, Srimati Radharani appeared there, and at that time Arari, Krishna, the enemy of Mora, glanced over Radharani very sweetly. In the third canto, fifth chapter, verse 32 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vidura inquires from Uddhava, "My dear friend, is a Krura an inauspicious condition? Not only is he a learned scholar and sinless, but he is also a devotee of Lord Krishna. He has such ecstatic love for Krishna that I've seen him rolling upon Krishna's footprints in the dust and is as if bereft of all sense. Similarly, one gopi gave a message to Krishna that Radharani, because of her separation from him and because of her enchantment with the aroma of flower garlands, was rolling on the ground, thereby bruising her soft body." Does anyone know who Srimati Radharani is in Dwarka? Who's she? She's Rukmini. Let's see. Satyabhama, right. She's Satyabhama. Yeah. Well, anyhow, what happened was that, according to the Vidagdha Madhava by Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī, that after Krishna left Vrindavan, then Śrīmatī Radharāṇī was feeling such great separation that she went into the Jamuna, and she was taken by the sun god. She was handed over to the sun god, and then the sun god gave Srimati Radharani as a present to Satyajit in the form of Satyabhama. And therefore she was given as a present by Satyajit. Satyajit, is that right? She was given by Satyajit along with the Simon Takajal to Krishna as an offering. That's what the Vidagdha Madhava is all about. And who is Lalita?
No. This should be Sandra Bali. Who's Lalita in Dwarka? What's that? Yeah, Mini's Chandra Bali. Who's Lalita? She's Jambavati. Lalita came as, and she was given to Jambavan. So she was Jambavati. And she was then given to Krishna also. One gopi informed Krishna that when Srimati Radharani was singing about his glories, she enchanted all of her friends in such a way that they became stone-like and dull. At the same time, the nearby stones began to melt away in ecstatic love. It's described that when Akura was taking Srimati Krishna away and Balaram, then Srimati Radharani, she came to the other side and she began to appeal to Balaram to stop his younger brother from leaving. But she was so much overwhelmed by separation from Krishna and anxiety that the heat of her separation dried up the river Jamuna. The whole lake became dry just from her feelings of separation. Quite powerful. A gopi once said to Krishna, "My dear son of Nanda Maharaj, by the sound of your flute, Srimati Radharani has become full of lamentation and fear, and thus with a faltering voice, she is crying like a kukari bird. It is said that when the full moon rises, the lotus petals become expanded. Similarly, when Krishna used to appear before Radharani, her face, which is compared to the lotus flower, would expand by her yawning." These are different symptoms of ecstatic love. There, as Madhusava Tapru mentioned this morning, there are different emotions in ecstatic love for Krishna. Vaibhava, Vyabhichari Bhava, Sanchari Bhava, Anubhava. So these are different symptoms of ecstatic love. Sometimes belching also becomes a symptom of ecstatic love for Krishna. There's evidence of this in Purnamasi's address to one crying associate of Radharani. "My dear daughter, don't be worried because Srimati Radharani is belching. I'm about to offer a remedial measure for the symptoms. Don't cry so loudly. This belching is not due to indigestion. It is a sign of ecstatic love for Krishna. I will arrange to cure this belching symptom immediately. Don't be worried." This statement by Purnamasi is evident that ecstatic love for Krishna is sometimes manifested through belching. So after the Sunday feast, one can claim that actually this symptom is not due to eating prasadam, it's due to something else. What's that? What else is it? Ecstatic love? Yeah, that's called indigestion. Well, if you keep on belching, if you belch one time, but if you're all day long you're going around belching. Either you're the incarnation of the wind god or you ate too much prasadam. An example of perspiring because of jubilation is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. One gopi addressed Radharani thus, "My dear Radharani, you are rebuking the sunshine unnecessarily, but I can understand that you are perspiring only because you are becoming too lusty at seeing Krishna. Perspiration caused by fearfulness was exhibited by Rataka, one of the servants of Krishna. One day, Krishna dressed himself just like Abhimanyu, the husband of Radharani. Abhimanyu did not like Radharani's association with Krishna. And therefore, when Rataka saw Krishna in the dress of Abhimanyu and thus mistook his identity, he began to strongly rebuke him. As soon as Rataka fully understood that it was Krishna in the dress of Abhimanyu, he began perspiring. This perspiration was caused by fearfulness. When Krishna was going to Vrindavan on the chariot driven by Akrura, Jasoda and all the gopis came to try to forbid him to pass and block his way. At that time, Radharani was so perturbed that in a faltering voice, she requests the mother Yashoda to please stop Akrura. When Krishna was trying to capture the demon Shankha, Radharani became trembling out of fearfulness. Trembling of the body is also exhibited by Radharani out of tribulation. Radharani trembled as she told one of the gopis, "Don't talk with this disappointing boy. Please ask him not to approach me, because he is always the cause of all grief for all of us. Or all grief for us." When similar symptoms were manifest in the body of Srimati Radharani, some of her friends criticized her. "Dear friend, you are blaming the aroma of flowers for the tears in your eyes. You are rebuking the air for standing of the hair on your body. And you are cursing your walking in the forest for your thighs being stunned. But your faltering voice reveals the cause to be different. It is just your attachment for Krishna." There is a supreme symptom of ecstatic love, which is called Mahabhava. This Mahabhava expression was possible only in Radharani. But later on, when Sri Krishna Chaitanya appeared to feel the mood of Radharani, he also expressed all the symptoms of Mahabhava. Sri Rupa Goswami says in this connection that when the symptoms of ecstatic love become the most bright, that state is accepted as Mahabhava. In the Dana Kela Kamudi, Srimati Radharani addresses one of her friends in this manner, "My dear friend, if I cannot hear the glorious activities of Krishna, it would be better for me to become deaf. And because I am now unable to see him, it would be good for me to be a blind woman. This is another instance of disappointment due to separation from Krishna." One day Srimati Radharani was turning yoga for Krishna. At that time the jeweled bangles on her hands were circling around, and she was also chanting the holy name of Krishna. All of a sudden she thought, "I am chanting the holy name of Krishna, and my superior, my mother-in-law, and my sister-in-law may hear me." By this thought, Radharani became over-anxious. This is an instance of feeling guilty because of devotion to Krishna. One day, the beautiful-eyed Srimati Radharani entered into the forest to collect some flowers to prepare a garland for Krishna. While collecting the flowers, she became afraid that someone might see her. She felt some fatigue and weakness. This is an instance of guilty feelings caused by labor for Krishna. There's another description of the symptoms of intoxication in the person of Sri Radharani after she saw Krishna. Sometimes she was walking hither and thither, sometimes she was laughing, sometimes she was covering her face, sometimes she was talking without any meaning, and sometimes she was praying to her associate gopis. Seeing these symptoms in Radharani, the gopis began to talk among themselves. "Just see how Radharani has become intoxicated simply by seeing Krishna before her. This is an instance of ecstatic love and intoxication." Sometimes Radharani felt pride within herself and said, "Although the coward boys prepare nice flower garlands for Krishna, when I present my garland to him, he becomes struck with wonder and immediately accepts it and puts it on his heart." Srila Vilamangal Thakura prays in his book as follows, quote, "Let Srimati Radharani purify the whole world, because she has surrendered herself completely unto Krishna. Out of her ecstatic love for him, she sometimes acted just like an adult person and attempted to churn yogurt, although there was no yogurt in the pot. And seeing this, Krishna became so enchanted by Radharani that he began to milk a bull instead of a cow." These are some of the instances of insanity or madness in connection with the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. There's the following statement in the Hansa Dutta. One day when Srimati Radharani was feeling very much afflicted because of her separation from Krishna, she went to the bank of the Jamuna with some of her friends. There Radharani saw a cottage wherein she and Krishna had experienced many loving pleasures. And by remembering those incidences, she immediately became overwhelmed with dizziness. This dizziness was very prominently visible. This is an instance of confusion caused by separation. when Radharani was first introduced to Krishna, she felt very bashful. One of her friends addressed her in this way: "My dear friend, you have already sold yourself and all your beauty to Govinda. Now you should not be bashful. Please look upon him cheerfully. One who has sold an elephant to another person should not make a miserly quarrel about selling the trident which controls the elephant. This kind of bashfulness is due to a new introduction and ecstatic love with Krishna."
What time is the slideshow? Okay. Well, yes.
Is there also an Abhimanyu in the spiritual sky?
No. He's only manifested here. There's thoughts. In the spiritual sky, the gopis have the feeling that they're married. But there's no person they're married to. Even here, Abhimanyu is not an ordinary person. He's actually Krishna. He's said to be the shadow of Krishna. So he's not an ordinary personality.
Here in this world, we have a sense of morale because there's.
Do
we? Well, we hopefully have. Because there's an essence of morality in the material world.
So, well, there's a sort of morality that's created in the material world because of the illicit activities. Just because we come into the material world, we're criminals, more or less. And therefore, in order to restrict our criminality, there's something called a sense of morality.
But in the spiritual side, that's not necessary because there are no criminals.
Well, there's a feeling of doing something wrong. Although there's nothing that they're doing wrong. But there's a feeling. So that heightens the emotions of the gopis and Krishna meeting each other. In the spiritual world, there seems to be impediments to Radha and Krishna meeting, because there seems to be a sense of morality. That's why it's reflected here. Here, we're actually, whatever we do is wrong, if it's not in Krishna consciousness. So there's always a sense we're doing the wrong thing, unless we're doing devotional service to Krishna. Especially here in the material world, Stealing, illicit sex, killing other living entities. These are all, Krishna gives us a sense of guilt as a super soul. And he inflicts, material nature inflicts punishment upon us for these activities. But in the spiritual world, there's no sense of guilt, nor is there any punishment. Nor are these activities going on in the spiritual world either, only here. So there's no sense, there's something like morality, but it's not the same thing here. There's only a feeling, but there are no sinful activities in the spiritual world. There's only a feeling that maybe one is doing something wrong for Krishna. Well, that's a really technical point also. Because according to where you, there are different types of gopis, they have different relationships with their husbands. Some of the gopis actually don't really have any husbands. And some of them, when they go and dance with Krishna, their material bodies stay with their husbands and they go in their spiritual bodies to dance with Krishna. Therefore, they don't really give up their husbands in that sense. Yes.
How did Rupa Goswami get all this knowledge and realization?
Well, he's Rupa Manjari. In the spiritual world, he's eternally engaged as Radharani's personal assistant. He's the person. He's the right hand servant of Lalita. Who is the most confidential servant of Srimati Radharani. See, he's a very confidential servant of Srimati Radharani, Rupa Manjari.
Yeah, but
Yes.
As we're all following in the line of Rupa Goswami, does this mean that our acharyas, including Srila Prabhupada, are in their spiritual form manjaris?
Not necessarily. Everyone follows in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani in the spiritual world. There are so many different rasas, and they all, directly or indirectly, many of them, they help this relationship. Well, when Prabhupada was asked about that, he said most of our acharyas are in the Madhurya rasa, which there's a variety of Madhurya rasa, but some of them aren't. Not all of them are in that rasa.
Prabhupada himself?
Prabhupada never talked about it. Nor is it very important. The spiritual master trains the disciple predominantly how to become a servant. That's what we should learn, is how to become a servant. And then later on, when one perfects the service relationship, then the other rasas are revealed. One's constitutional position is revealed. But it's not so important what relationship one's spiritual master is in. Anything else? I guess we should go for the slideshow. Grantara Shri Mati Radharani Ki Jai. Radhastami Ki Jai. Appearance Dev Shri Mati Radharani Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.